Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for today's show, Henrietta Bird, and my co-host, Glenn Greenwich, is on the road traveling back from Ottawa, Canada, where the facilitator body of the International Black Summit had a weekend together, the facilitator body and the leadership body of the International Black Summit, in preparation for our annual event, which is August 1st through the 4th, 2013, in Ottawa, Canada. Boy, are we ready for this summit. Are we excited about this summit? We've been through rigorous training and development and preparation, and the enrollment team is working and the registration team is working, and buses are coming from New Jersey, D.C. I think those buses are picking up people in New York. There's a bus going from Chicago. There's people coming in from Kenya, people coming in from Sudan. So this is just going to be truly an international Black Summit. We are, like, just so excited about this event. As we are, you know, every year this time we are excited about the event because we're doing a countdown, and actually the event is less than 60 days away. And so we prepare, you know, we let you know what's going on. We invite you to go to our website, blacksummit.org, blacksummit.org. And there you can find out all the information you need about the annual event in Ottawa, Canada this year. If you are interested in taking a bus from one of those major places, just shoot us an email and let us know how to reach you, how to get in touch with you. Call us tonight, and we'll take your information down privately and set something up so you can get to this event. This is the kind of event you want to go to. This is the kind of event that changes your life. This is the kind of event that has you know what your vision is for yourself, for the world, and for your community. We had a wonderful turnout at the weekend, and we got a lot of information. We cleared ourselves so that we could be open and receptive to what life is telling us as it relates to the summit that's coming up, the annual event that's coming up in August. Now, you heard me say clear. You heard me say life. You always hear me use certain words, and those words we consider distinctions. And distinctions are terms that have been distinguished a particular way by the people in the summit body. Most of everything we do comes out of the summit body. There's not this thing that we follow or some made-up rules and regulations that we follow, but there is a document that came out of the very first gathering of people attending the summit in 1991, and we refer to that document, and the name of that document is the Declaration of the International Black Summit. Now, you can view this document, you can go online and read it, you know, over and over and over again. This document that came from this group of people in 1991 is a document that will just make you so aware of who you are or who you are not and who you would like to be. The International Black Summit is such a wonderful conversation. It's a conversation. It is an organization. It is a nonprofit organization. But it is a conversation that life is giving us. And we experience this conversation in our declaration. And so as we do at the beginning of every show, at the beginning of every meeting, every conference, every conference call, whatever it is that we do, we presence the declaration of the International Black Summit. And not only do we presence it, we speak it, and we speak it so that people can hear themselves in it. They can see where they are. And I invite you, our listeners tonight, to listen to the declaration of the International Black Summit and see where you find yourself. See not only where you find yourself, but see where you would like to be. You know, sometimes we are where we like to be or where we choose to be always. But and sometimes, you know, there's somewhere else that we desire to be. And this document or declaration will guide you into that space of being where it is that you really, really want to be. I'm going to begin with the declaration, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the weekend that we just completed earlier today. We'll talk about what's going on in Ottawa and what to look forward to in Ottawa, how we can get there, you know, what we have to look forward to, what is this term that we use that says distinction or distinguish, you know, where... Who are the summit people that attend? Where are they from? You know, what is it about this conversation that brings people back week after week after week to this talk show and year after year after year to the conversation annual event? So that being said, let's get started. And as we, you know, always invite you to listen and see where you are in this declaration. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, June 2nd, 2013. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And there you have it. That's what guides us. That's what directs us. That, as it is facilitated through us by spirit, by life. You know, when we talk about the declaration of the International Black Summit, we're talking about something that came out of a group of people who came together and wanted to do this kind of exercise or work with people of Black African descent. It was a group of people who originally had taken different transformation courses, and one of the main things that they shared was landmark education. And this group of powerful African Americans decided that they would get together and some kind of way facilitate this conversation. So they went to Landmark, as you do when you are studying with a particular organization, and shared with them their vision for the Black community. And Landmark supported it. And so this organization came out of a group of people who came from Landmark Education, so I wanted to present and acknowledge the work of Landmark Education Systems. And so we are truly grateful for what was provided there. And in the last 22 plus years, this has developed into just a wonderful, wonderful course. A set of conversations with a wonderful group of people from all over the world. If you go on blacksummit.org, you can actually see the different places that the conversation has been held over the years. And it was in Atlanta, of course, in 1991, and I'll just share with you. It was in Highland Park in 92, Highland Park, Michigan. Oakland, California in 93, New Orleans, Louisiana 94, New York City, New York in 95, in 96 it was in Nairobi, Kenya, 97, Johannesburg, South Africa, 98, back in Atlanta, Georgia, 99, Jamaica, West Indies, that was my year. So I look forward to it. That was my first summit event, but I joined the conversation several years before then in Chicago at a weekend just like we completed. We then went from Jamaica in 2000. We went to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and then we went to Memphis, Tennessee in 2001. 2002, we were in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. In 2003, we were in Bahia, Brazil, and in 2004, we were in Ghana. 2005, we were in Miami, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, the Jamaica, British West Indies, and those three, okay, three places, right, Miami, Chicago, and Jamaica in 2005. In 2006, we were back in Highland Park, one of the first places that we went right after Atlanta. 2007, a couple of years after Hurricane Katrina, we went to New Orleans, Louisiana, and there we had the most wonderful experience of helping to rebuild New Orleans. And it was a summit, International Black Summit project, and it was a wonderful experience that we'll have to talk about, you know, on the show one time. In 2008, we were in Anguilla, the British West Indies. 2009, we went to London, England. 2010, we were back in the States in Baltimore, Maryland. And in 2011, we were in Chicago, Illinois. In 2012, We were in Birmingham, Alabama. And every one of these places, there was a question that came out of the conversation at the annual event. And the conversation that came out of Birmingham is a question. And the question, the participants, those of us in the summit body, and everybody who's ever attended a summit is considered part of the body of the summit. And the question that came out was this question: what is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled? And I'll repeat that because I know it was a lot. What is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled? Now, there are a lot of those distinctions in that question, and so I'll get back to that in a little while also. But I just wanted to share with you the places that this conversation has been, and the fact that it's in North America this year. In less than 60 days, we will be starting another annual event in Ottawa, Canada. And like I said earlier, there's nothing you have not had fun until you've been with the International Black Summit Canadians, okay? You have not laughed. This is the nicest group of people, one of the nicest groups of people that you will ever meet. And they are humorous, they are focused, they are loving, kind, generous, just everything you want in a group of people. And that's why we're excited, because we know what it's like when they come to the States or wherever they, you know, they always show up in groups. You know, they have a very large youth summit, they have a large young adult summit, you know, and just the summit body period in Canada is wonderful. I want to share a couple of other things with you before we get started. Remember, our call-in number is 646-716-9827, 646-716-9827. If you have questions or comments about anything that you hear me say, push the number 1 button. After you call that number, press the number 1 button. I'll see that your hand is raised and that you have a question. And I do see 2 hands already, so I'll get with you shortly. I just wanted to share with you the purpose of the International Black Summit and the purpose of the Youth Summit. Okay, so the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. For the participants, an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. The Youth Summit purpose, and this was written by the youth, it says, "We exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe." All of that, everything I've read and generated, is on our website, blacksummit.org. So if you're interested in hearing this again, you can go to blacksummit.org, or you can listen to this show. As soon as we finish, it's archived. So you can listen to this show over and over and over again so that you understand what's going on. So I see two hands up, and remember, this is a countdown to Ottawa. And in our countdown, what we do is we let you know, give you as much information as we possibly can about the place that we're going to, and about the annual event itself. So let's see if this is two of our people who have come to share with us. I'm opening the mic for 613-866. Okay, and 613-249. Your mic is on. It's open also. Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Who am I
speaking
with?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Henrietta. Thank you for having us on the show. It's Kizzy calling from Ottawa. Kizzy Harris.
And Angel.
And Angel. Kizzy and Angel. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. I just met the two of them via WebEx. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm so glad that you all said yes to coming on the show and sharing with the audience just what it's like. Well, so many things. I have so many questions that I want you to share, that, you know, share the information with. But let me start with Angel. I'll start with Angel and ask, what can we expect when we get to Ottawa in, well, July 31st for some of us? But what do we expect?
The history of Canada, or Black people in Canada, is very distinct from that of the United States. So we do have so much diversity that challenges just a homogenous perception of what Black is. So that's the first thing you'll come up against when you come in Ottawa, because there's so many Black people from so many different ethnicities, cultures, languages. So it's incredible in terms of what you get to experience in Ottawa in particular.
And I guess a lot of people really don't know, the history of people of African descent that are in Canada. You know, and I know there's a documentary coming up and all of that, but Kizzy, let me ask you what your experience has been. Were you born in Canada?
I was born in Canada. Actually, I was born and raised in Montreal, and was really lucky to have been born into a Black community, and I went to all Black schools in Montreal, elementary school and high school. And I moved to Ottawa 17 years ago, and the experience that I had with the Black community in Montreal growing up was completely different. Well, actually, was non-existent as far as I knew when I first moved here to Ottawa. So I did experience a big culture shock, and I was lucky to have been reintroduced to the Black community, introduced to a Black community here in Ottawa through the summit, actually. And so I feel very lucky in that sense, very fortunate. And I think the summit is a great, great space. And I'm really happy that the event is getting ready to take place here in August.
I know. We are so excited about that. But I didn't hear something that you said. You had no introduction to, or something right before you said it was a culture shock.
Oh, when we first moved here, it's like I guess I took for granted that the Black community would be very noticeable here in Ottawa, based on the experience that I had in Montreal, and it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So over the years, it's like I've been looking for it, and I think the Black Summit, in a sense, is helping to bring that into light. And I think there's a lot of people who need that introduction, in a sense, to help everybody come together. You know, like there's pockets of communities here of black different Black communities, but it's like I think the summit is going to help integrate everybody together, which I think is very, very necessary.
So, Angel, tell me, are you a native Canadian?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm Congolese by ethnicity. I'm actually Congolese Rwandan. I grew up in Carolina and Abbey, and then I moved on later to the Niagara Falls region. It's about 30 minutes north of the New York border specifically. And I've been living in Ottawa. This is going to be my fourth year I'm living in Ottawa. So I'm around.
Okay. Great, great, great. Well, I'm sure they're glad to have you, as we are glad to have you. So let's talk about, well, many things. Let's start with this weekend. Like, you had a weekend with the facilitator body and the Leadership Council of the International Black Summit, and just what was that experience like for you? And let me start with Kizzy this time.
So the experience, well, I was happy to meet some new facilitators and to via WebEx and also in person, and to see some of the facilitators that I met during the prerequisite course that I took back in, I believe it was March, February and March mm-hmm. of this year. And it was great to be a part of the circle, the council meeting in terms of like going over the structure of this the International Black Summit, the body, and to learn more about the history and learn more about the practices and the developments moving up to the event.
Okay, good. Well, did you have the experience of let me just ask the question this way. What did you feel? Like, what was the feeling that you got when you met all these people?
Oh, it was a wonderful feeling. It was a feeling of family. It was a feeling of community, and it was a feeling of something that I longed to experience since I moved here in Ottawa. And okay. And I found it really, you know, so I was happy that I was introduced to everybody through Adrian Cadet, and I thought it was really interesting. One of the things I love is that it's people from all over who are a part of this network, and so and you kind of realize that despite the different cultural backgrounds, not cultural backgrounds, but where people are born and their place of originality, it's like everybody comes together and the unity just automatically happens. You know, like everybody's just together, and it's like, and it's a very warm feeling. It's a very comforting feeling, and it's really great.
Okay. And what about you, Angel?
I felt incredibly blessed to be in that space, specifically because I felt it was a gift that was given to me because I wasn't a part of that body that organized it or saw the need for that space to exist. But in October 1991, people did gather to create that space. And now in 2013, I do have access to it, and I do have access to the people who were in the original planning body of that space. So it was an incredible and humbling experience to know that, that we're building a legacy of greatness and being able to empower the Black community at large. So it was really moving to be able to see the tools of the summit being used to create relationships and to generate relationships mm-hmm. between people of Black African descent. So it was all around empowering, and it made me feel a part of a bigger mm-hmm. picture.
I always ask people that question because I just remember the first time that I walked in, and it was. Like I had walked into another universe, you know. I just couldn't believe it. But this isn't about me. I could not believe that there were so many people like me who thought like I did, who felt like mm-hmm. I did, you know. And it was just such a warm feeling. I just, you know, as I was listening to both of you, I was just remembering the first time I walked into a room, because I came like you did on a weekend, you know, just the same feeling. So I can't wait till you all get to the event. You're really going to just be just an overwhelm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of the event, you all are two of the people who are on the host team. And just to presence the host team for the listeners, the host team are the people, the group of people who they set it up. You know, they prepare for, you know, it's like you're preparing for Christmas or Thanksgiving and you're like for a family reunion or something you're preparing for. And they take care of everything, all the logistics, all of the hotels, the pickup, the drop-off, just the everything. And the other thing they prepare for is the opening night ceremony. And that's where we get to learn about Ottawa. So let me just ask a couple of questions about Thursday night, which is August 1st, which is the opening night. And somewhere around 6 p.m., there will be an opening ceremony, opening ceremonies where we get to, the people who come into Ottawa will get a chance to learn about Ottawa. Ottawa will get to meet people in the community. You know, there'll be a lot of different things. But what is it that you can share? Because I know a lot of it is a surprise. You know, I heard that yesterday. But what is it that we have to look forward to on that Thursday night? Silence.
I think it's going to be... Did anyone want to speak to it?
No.
I think it's going to be extraordinary. I know Adrian had said it was a gift from the host to all those who will be in attendance, so I can't speak too much on it. But again, the history of Black people in Canada at large. And also, I know we do have the mayor or the deputy mayor who declared that week.
International Black Summit Weekend.
Yeah. So it's going to be incredible. And he also had a declaration or something along those lines. I'm speaking to the contribution of Black people in Canada and in Ottawa. So it'll definitely be a great, I think, a historical moment in Ottawa.
Definitely.
Black community in Ottawa. It's not something that's known. It's known for. It's not something that's, you know, really visible, but... I think it will be a historical, magical moment. So.
That's good. We're counting down, and we have, like I said earlier, we have less than, we have 8 weeks, and not even 4 weeks. Okay. And that's exciting. That's just like really, really exciting. Have both of you done the prerequisite course?
Yes, I have.
I believe, I don't know if you have, Angel?
Yeah, I have to do it during the summit or the Thursday of the summit.
That Thursday, right. That'll be great. And just so everyone, just so the listeners know, the prerequisite is the course that prepares one for the weekend. And you go into the prerequisite, and you go in one way, and when you come out, it's like, oh, my God, you know, there's this new way of being, a new way of being. But, Kizzy, since you've done it, I'll let you talk about the prerequisite. And, again, everyone has to do the prerequisite if they've never done it before. Okay, so if you intend to come, which I know you do because everybody is intending to come, make sure you come in on Wednesday night so that Thursday morning at 9 o'clock you are in the prerequisite room. Okay, so Kizzy, tell me what the prerequisite was like for you.
Yeah, so it was nothing that I could have ever anticipated in the sense that it was very new and it was very moving. And I was very grateful that
I brought both my children with me. And so I have a 9-year-old daughter and a teenage son. So being able to bring my family essentially to this space, and that we all left the space with something very, very special, and something that I wished that, you know, I mean, I'm going to appreciate the fact that we had the experience, you know, but it's like I'm thinking, like, I wish that we would have been involved a long time ago, because it was so enriching to our family. And to me, as a person who, in a sense, like, I was looking for this space since moving here to Ottawa, like I said, 17 years ago, and I feel very, very blessed and very, very happy and grateful that I've been introduced to it. It's been life-changing for me, literally.
Okay. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the prerequisite course. The prerequisite course, again, it prepares you for the room, and it is where you really get involved in the distinctions. And you hear Glenn and I often talk about noticing. You hear us talk about trigger. You hear us talk know out there. You know, different distinctions. So, Kizzy, let me ask you this question. What is the one distinction that stays with you most of the time since you've done the prerequisite?
I'm going to narrow it down to one. I guess, oh my goodness, how do you narrow it down to one? I love alignment. Like, I guess, like, the coming into alignment, I believe, is the distinction. So learning the language, and I guess, like, that's what I didn't touch on in my previous answer, but knowing that, I guess how to put this into words, coming into alignment with, in a sense, like, my beliefs, my visions, and my community, and everything, in a sense, that I hope for. And realizing, like, just how important it is to trust in that process, you know, like when you ask for things and you ask for support and you ask for direction, that things come into your vision, and trusting that alignment and how things come to be are is how it's meant to be, and kind of going with that. I don't know if that was clear, but that's clear.
I mean, that's very clear. Alignment. I love the alignment process. You know, there's a process that we have in International Black Summit, alignment, and every decision, major, I'll say, decision that we make, we have to be present to the alignment of whatever it is. And our belief is that alignment is always available. The thing is, are we present to the alignment around a particular thing? It's not a vote. You know, it's not a judgment. It's not a win or lose situation. It's being present. And my best explanation of it is really tapping into the source and seeing what life is providing us in any particular moment around any particular situation. That's what I think is so beautiful about it, is that we all get to take a look and see if we see it, if we're present to it. And the process is really wonderful. That's how we got to Ottawa. The body aligned on Ottawa. That's how we've gotten every place that we've been, through that alignment process, you know. And when I tell people that there are a group of Black people or people of African descent that are in a room and that they align on every decision, people, when I say that in corporate America, they do not believe me. They do not. I mean, they do not believe that any group, no matter if they were of whatever descent. We do not believe that a group of people can come to an alignment. And I think it's because they don't understand what it is, you know, or they just don't believe it. You know, sometimes some things you just believe. But once you go through this process, it's just amazing to see people surrender, you know. And what I love about it is that your concerns get addressed. And whatever your concern is about a particular thing, it gets addressed. If you're voting on something and you vote against something, nobody addresses your concerns. But if you're not present to alignment, your concerns must be addressed because it blocks you from seeing the alignment or being with the alignment. That's what's so beautiful about it. It's not comfortable, you know, it's not comfortable always, but it always takes, that alignment process always takes you to the next level because whatever it is, it's going to come up and it's going to come out and you'll be able to release it. That's what I love about it, you know. And so that's one of the other things you all have to look forward to is the alignment process in a large group of people, you know, to watch that process also, or as they say, that process. I heard somebody pronounce it like we say process, and I understand it's pronounced process in some countries. And so let's just take a minute so that I can say that this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you're listening to an interview with two of our newest summit conversation people from Ottawa, Canada, Miss Kizzy and Miss Angel. And we welcome them to the show. We're thankful for them sharing, and they are also on the host team. And it's interesting to jump into something and be on host team right away, you know. It really, talk about on-the-job training and getting your feet wet. I know after the summit event, I'm going to interview you again. And see how you feel. So I have another question. There's a person that I would like to ask about who is by far one of the most dynamic women of African descent I have ever met, and that is Miss Adrienne. How wonderful of a person is she?
Incredible.
I know.
It's she's amazing. An amazing, amazing person.
She is just amazing, the things that she does and her story. I was listening to her story of how she arrived in Ottawa, you know, and she's teaching at the high school that she went to. I always love that story when people go and they give back to the place, you know, that gave so much to them. But she is just an incredible person that all of you all will meet when you get to Ottawa. There's just an amazing team, like I said, in Canada, period. The people from Toronto as well as the people in Ottawa. And there's some other places in Canada where people, you know, are in the summit. But I I'm not sure where those areas are, but I do know Ottawa and Toronto. Am I missing any areas? Have you met people from other areas in Canada who are in the summit?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't met either, but I do know that we are trying to connect with Halifax, Montreal, Vancouver.
Yeah. I know that there are individuals like in different, you know, like in Montreal and in Halifax for sure who are part of the summit, but we haven't had at the moment to meet any of them yet.
Okay, that's great. And Vancouver, I may have a connection in Vancouver through someone else in the summit who lives in Oakland. so I'll contact her. Let Adrienne know. I'll contact her to see, you know, if that's a connection for us in Vancouver. But so Adrienne is the host. Let me see, how do we put this? Because, you know, in the summit conversation, we say we don't have leaders, but mm-hmm. we always have a person who heads the team. And so Adrienne is heading the host team, you know. Adrienne is the one, I'm trying to remember where we were one time, Baltimore, I think it was, and we got to Baltimore. And I got there, I got out of a taxi just as the Canadians drove up. I don't know if they had driven to Baltimore or they were coming from the airport. I don't know, but they got out of a van, and it was like one of those commercials, how many people can you get in a van? I was like, okay, all right, the Canadians are here. They are here. And, just a wonderful group. I also experienced and had a really great time bonding with the youth from Canada when we were in New Orleans, Louisiana, and we went to help rebuild New Orleans. And that was a really, really nice experience. A lot of the youth from Canada came that year also. So, okay, it's your turn to talk about whatever you want to talk about, okay? if it's about your preparation, whatever it is you would like everybody to know, because a lot of people listen to this live and mm-hmm. they go back and they listen to it archived. So as much information as you want to give, you know, please do. Angel, you want to start?
All right. I'm so glad that summit is coming here, putting Ottawa on the map. An event that will be happening on the Sunday of the International Black Summit is Dear Ottawa. We started Dear Ottawa in February with Be More Academy, which is something that Adrienne and Ali I had created the space for in order to facilitate Black leadership. It's a part of Three Jets Involved Head. So actually, Kizzy's daughter is a part of it. She just joined. And it's really incredible because we were part of the party. And when I say we, I mean the facilitators at BeMore who were doing the Black Youth Conference. And Kizzy's daughter and son were a part of it. So it's great seeing her in the Dear Ottawa project now. But it's meant to capture Ottawa through the lens of Black youth. And the second installment, be capturing sound in Ottawa. So we'll be having musicians there, you know, things like that. So I'm really glad, again, to have this song in Canada out there so people can know about some of the incredible things that are going on in Canada in terms of, you know, Black people, movements, and progress that we're making. And it's a great space to be in because you're involved with so many incredible people who are doing so many incredible things. And again, most of the Black people here in Canada do have a lot of ties, connections, either to this land or outside of it. So our projects and our visions are just really transnational. And so I'm really excited. I think that's all for me.
Okay. To add on to what Angel was saying, it's like one of the fabulous things about the summit has been the monthly summit shares that have been introduced to us through the summit space, which takes place once a month, and I think that provides a great opportunity for people of Black and African descent to come together and have healthy and uplifting conversations amongst each other, like over, you know, often over food, and the conversations are just so positive and warm that it seems like almost like a fellowship, if you will, and you're introduced to the language of the summit, you know, like in the distinctions and the declaration, and I think it's great, and it's like, and I'm hoping that more people will come into the space, like as we move forward, you know, like to have more people become part of it
and so that we have like maybe even more summit shares, like maybe twice a month, you know, because I think they're so, so great. So I'm really happy about that. And then, you know, like, and through that space, it's like you get to meet people in your community that, you know, like you otherwise may have not known, you know, because it's like sometimes it's like we get so busy and caught up with our lives, you know, that we forget how important it is to come together and to unite and how much stronger it makes us as individuals and as a community and all the different things that we can provide for each other and work together to help build for not just for ourselves, but also for our children and the future generations. That's something that I wanted to share.
Thank you. So I will ask you in the way the summit conversation asked, are you complete?
Yes, I'm complete.
Okay,
yes,
Angel?
Yes, I'm complete as well.
Okay. Complete is another distinction that we use to make sure that a person has shared everything that's there for them, you know, and it's such a wonderful way to communicate, you know, to ask a person rather than just to jump in and start talking and respond to what they're saying or add what you want to say. To ask a person if they're complete is just like, to me, the epitome of courtesy, you know.
Yes.
And so I just love it, and I love being in the conversation, you know, because people ask me that. And that's not something that people ask outside of the summit conversation, you know. So we are counting down to Ottawa, counting down to Ottawa. And we have people coming yesterday. We heard from Wambui, and Wambui is from Kenya. And she was a teenager when she started coming, and now Wambui works in the government. And when she came here, she said, I want to run my country one day, you know. And she's on her way, you know. She came here, and she went to the summit, and she went to Spelman. You know, that was one of the just most, I guess, heart just grab your heart and twist it, you know, was, and I think it was Wambui who stood up in one of the summits and said she wanted to go to Spelman, or someone said it for her, and they passed the hat. She needed a certain amount of money, and they passed the hat and collected that money for her. If it's not her, it was somebody else who's her age and her age group. And I knew then I was in the right place, you know. Mm. And I just knew. I was like, okay, this is what I'm talking about. You know, this is what I've always dreamt about, a group of people who are so focused that they can go into what they, you know, go into their resources and help somebody else, you know. So Wambui is, she's just one of many youths who have come through the summit conversation and just stay focused on their vision, and that vision has come into fruition over and over and over again. Glenn, my co-host, we host together, that's a better way to put it, but you met Glenn this weekend. And
yes.
Glenn is the one who takes care. He takes care of everybody. I don't care who it is. If it's the group going here, Glenn is the one. Glenn comes in, and he scouts out the city before everybody else gets there to see where the restaurants are, where this is, where that is, and he has a full report when everybody arrives. That's what he does, you know. And his vision, you know, his vision is caring for people. That's one part of his vision, you know. And so as we talk about, he and I talk about often on this show, is that the prerequisite course is actually what Glenn calls vision work, where you actually work on your vision and you know what it is. You get focused, you know, and you learn how to work within your vision rather than against your vision. Sometimes we have visions and we're working against them, not unconsciously. You know, we don't even know it. And so if you have not done the summit before, done the annual event, let me say that, then you have to find yourself into the prerequisite if you have not done a prerequisite already. And that will take place on Thursday at 9 a.m. So do your best in changing your schedule around and leave on Wednesday. From the Midwest, I'll say from Chicago, Ottawa is a 17-hour drive. So you could literally leave Tuesday morning and arrive Tuesday night and go to bed and wake up and be in that prerequisite course at 9 o'clock Thursday morning. You would leave the prerequisite, have time to go take a shower, get dressed for the opening ceremonies Thursday night. On Friday morning, the conversation begins. And in the room we are. And we stay in that room for 3 days, for three straight days. Okay? We do take lunch. We do take dinner breaks. And we go back. But we are working, even at lunch and at dinner, we're working on whatever question is in front of us, you know. Come and be with people of like consciousness. Meet people mm-hmm. who are about changing. Let me just say this. Who are people who are stepping into possibility, you know, mm-hmm. unpredictable results. I love that statement that's in our declaration. Come and meet a group of people and come and join Kizzy and Angel, our two guests for tonight. And two of our host team members, and have them welcome you to Ottawa. Kizzy and Angel, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope as the weeks go by that you'll join us and you'll, you know, every week just give us just an update. I won't keep you so long next time. Maybe just 10 minutes. 10 minutes next time, but I wanted everybody to get to know you and get to see who you are and understand that you just joined and they can join too. And when you step into the summit, as Tamara always says, you step in and whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. And somebody mm-hmm. will support you in it, you know. And so that's another one of the magics of the summit. I always say that the summit has magic to it, you know, mm-hmm. and you all get to experience that magic in less than 60 days. You mm-hmm. will get to experience the magic of the summit. If there are any questions anybody might have for Kizzy or Angel before we go, please press the number 1 button and let me know that you have a question for Kizzy or Angel or anything about Ottawa or me, you know, and I'll open your mic. We have about 3 minutes left, and once again, August 1st through the 4th in Ottawa, Canada, go to blacksummit.org. You can re-listen to this show or any other talk show. You just put the date in and click on it, and you can hear any of our previous shows. If they're not listed on blacksummit.org, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and /blacksummit, and all of our shows from the last 200 years are archived there, and just listen to some of the shows on distinction, some of the shows on the question. You know, Glenn and I did a lot about the question last week, you know. So our time is up. Thank you all so very much. God bless you. I wish you well. I'll contact the person that I know to contact the person in Vancouver, and then I'll get back. I'll shoot Adrian a text message or something. And thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. God bless. And see you next week, same time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and good night. Kizzy and Angel, hold on for a moment. Thank you, ladies.
Well, thank you. It was great. I'm really happy to be able to participate.
Thank you very much. Okay, and if you all need anything from me, please just let me know. If there's something you would, you know, you want on the show next time, just, you know, Adrian has my email and my phone number, so just let me know if there's anything I can do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Maria. So we can call in
anytime
to participate.
Anytime. Okay. And if you would like to do a special show from any, like if you all are having a summit share or anything like that, just let me know and we can set it up and do a live broadcast from wherever you are.
That would be incredible, actually.
Okay. Yeah, that would be.
Great. Okay.
Okay. Well, you have a good night.
I will.
You too. Take care. Okay. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.